Looking out at all of your faces is one of the best moments of my week. The irony of preaching on inclusion and welcome this week is not lost on me. As our government issues one executive order after the next, banning the discussion of diversity and inclusion in schools and government offices. It's deeply troubling that the mere act of recognizing and honoring the beautiful human diversity there is in this country, in this room, and the world is being denied and suppressed. But of course, we've seen this throughout our history when diversity or the other is deemed someone we need to fear and erase rather than celebrate. As we know, it has long been and continues to be the excuse for wars, for enslavement, for imprisonment, and genocide. But our spiritual call as Unitarian Universalists, my friends, is to expand our welcome, to be curious about the other, to embrace diversity and find ways to include all people of goodwill. Now, in many religious traditions, welcome is conditional. You must believe a certain way, you must live in a certain way, you must conform to a set of expectations before you are truly embraced. But not here. In Unitarian Universalism, our welcome is not defined by boundaries and exclusion, but by the expansive reach of love. And in a world where so many doors are closing, especially now, our calling is to keep throwing them open and to keep widening our circle. I reflect fondly on the story of Alex. Alex grew up in a conservative evangelical home. He loved his family and his faith. But when he came out as gay at age 16, his church rejected him. For years, he felt lost, unlovable, and disconnected from spirituality and community. And then he found a Unitarian Universalist congregation that simply said, "You are loved exactly as you are. No conditions, no caveats." And he became part of the youth group and later a leader in the LGBTQ plus advocacy group. "And for the first time in my life," Alex said, "I felt holy and enough just as I am." And his story reminds us that inclusion isn't just about offering a seat at the table. It's about ensuring that everyone feels valued, seen, and empowered to participate. Our faith has long been grounded in an ever-expanding circle of love and justice. Now, historically, both Unitarianism and Universalism were countercultural movements that challenged exclusionary theologies and grew a legacy of inclusion. In the 1800s, Universalism declared that no one was beyond the reach of divine love, rejecting the Calvinist idea of predestination that condemned some souls to eternal damnation. Instead, Universalism affirmed a loving God who would embrace everyone, no matter who you were or no matter how many so-called transgressions you committed. And later, Universalism expanded to welcome diverse theologies from all over the world, embracing multiple religious paths as universal different roots to the divine. Meanwhile, Unitarianism began by questioning the Trinity and evolved into a radical faith based in human reason, science, conscience, and ethical living. And when Unitarians and Universalists came together in 1961, that was an act of inclusion itself, an attempt to create a faith that was both intellectually and spiritually expansive. And together, these traditions gave birth to a faith that calls us to break down walls and always widen our embrace. Unitarianism and Universalism have always been on the front lines of social justice, from abolitionism to women's rights, from civil rights to marriage equality and LGBTQ+ rights. The practice of radical inclusion is written into our history. And at General Assembly 2024, we affirmed pluralism as one of our key shared values. And this is a profound countercultural statement in a time when many religious and political movements are emphasizing purity, doctrinal and ideological purity and dogma. Unitarian Universalism affirms the beauty of difference. This is what our newly articulated faith value of pluralism states. We celebrate that we are all sacred beings, diverse in culture, experience, and theology. We covenant to learn from one another in our free and responsible search for truth and meaning. We embrace our differences and commonalities with love, curiosity, and respect. How countercultural is that at this time? In Connie Goodbread's chapter in the new UU book, Love at the Center, if you haven't read it, I really encourage you to read it. Our board and Committee on Shared Ministry are reading it currently. She says, in communities where love is at the center, we each bring into the community our experiences of the world. Everyone's reality is accepted as part of the story of the community. This is the practice of pluralism. Many things are true at the same time. So how do we live out this practice of pluralism and inclusion? Our faith proclaims the inherent worth and dignity of every person, but what does that actually mean in practice? Diversity is being invited to the party. Inclusion is being asked to dance, says lawyer and diversity, equity, and inclusion specialist for Netflix, Verna Myers, who Ayana knows. How, my friends, can we be a place where all are asked to dance? A place where all are invited to participate exactly as they are and not just watch from the sidelines. As I see it, this means affirming, welcoming, and engaging people of all racial and ethnic identities. Inclusion called us to be open to and celebrate racial and cultural diversity in our midst, but it also asks us to actively work towards dismantling systemic racism, understanding its history, and working to change exclusionary practices both within our movement and beyond. And although we've been endeavoring to do this since the 1960s, we have given this urgent call renewed attention since 2017, when we learned we could be doing it so much better. At Chalice, we've been working on this in our racial justice and BIPOC groups, through our Beloved Conversations curriculum, with our Building Beloved Community Advocates group, through our book groups, community forums, and various workshops. We are learning, growing, transforming our culture to be more aware and inclusive, step by step. And we all have a long way to go, but it is worth continuing our journey every day. And of course, we also affirm and welcome LGBTQ+ individuals and families. While other faiths still debate inclusion, UUs have long affirmed queer identities, same-sex marriage, and transgender rights. We were the first faith to ordain gay and trans clergy, and we became a welcoming congregation here in the early 2000s and are actively working on expanding our welcoming practices. As Jamie's story teaches us, inclusion is not just about tolerating people. It's about actively affirming them. Jamie is a transgender woman who struggled to find a spiritual home. In many religious spaces, she felt unseen, misgendered, and unwelcome. When she entered a Unitarian Universalist congregation, she heard her name spoken with love. And she saw pride flags and gender-neutral restrooms and felt a commitment to true inclusion. And through the welcoming congregation program, she discovered that UU spaces were not just tolerant, but actively affirming. And she shared that this place saved my life. It reminded me I am whole and holy, just as I am. And this story reminds us that inclusion requires continual effort. It's an ongoing practice of learning, affirming, and advocating. It's not always comfortable or easy, but it is an opportunity to expand our hearts and to grow our capacity to love, which is the center of our faith. Of course, we also welcome and affirm people of all abilities, both physical and cognitive. True inclusion means accessibility in worship and community life for people who deal with disabilities and neurodiversity, not as an afterthought, but as a priority. Again, this is an area where we are working on and growing in our understanding. And of course, we honor and encourage religious pluralism, as you can see by my stall today. We don't require a single or united theological viewpoint. We honor atheists, agnostics, Buddhists, Christians, pagans, Jews, humanists, and others. Our pluralism is not a weakness, but a strength, as we can learn from each other while being free to be ourselves. And you can be a Unitarian Universalist and a Jew, or a Unitarian Universalist and a Christian or Buddhist. All is possible. And of course, we welcome and affirm immigrants and refugees from all over the world. When national conversations turn xenophobic, our faith reminds one of welcome and solidarity. I think of the story of Maria, who immigrated from El Salvador seeking asylum, fleeing violence and political instability that made it impossible for her to stay. Her journey to the United States was long and fraught with danger, and she crossed borders with little more than hope, facing harsh conditions and the constant fear of deportation. And when Maria arrived, she encountered rejection from mainline churches that saw her as illegal, not as a person. But when she walked into a Unitarian Universalist congregation that had a love resist banner, she heard something different. You belong here. All of you belong here. She was not met with questions about her status, but with an outstretched hand and an open heart acknowledging her humanity. And as policies around immigration have become increasingly restrictive and raids on immigrant communities more frequent, Maria has worked tirelessly to provide advocacy for those in need. Today, she's a leader in immigrant justice, an integral part of her UU community, and she helps connect undocumented individuals with legal resources, organizes rapid response teams, and ensures that no one faces the system alone. And I know there are a number of you here who work on that type of work too. Thank you. Maria's journey reminds us that true welcome is not just about invitation. It's about creating a place where people can find belonging and empowerment. It's about standing in solidarity with those who are targeted, letting them lead, resisting unjust laws, and affirming the worth and dignity of every person, regardless of where they were born. And in a time when many doors are closing, Maria's story is a call to action for us to keep opening our doors. My friends, Unitarian Universalism calls us into an ever-deepening relationship with love and justice. Our faith is not passive. It demands that we take action, that we risk discomfort and that we truly live our values and principles. And in this time of growing othering, radical inclusion is a theological and moral imperative. It's an expression of our belief in the sacred worth of every person. It's a gift we can offer so many who are scared, alone, or hurting. And of course, we need to recognize that we may never do this work of welcome and inclusion perfectly. I can't. You can't. And we won't. But we can keep coming back and trying to be more open, curious, and inviting. We can keep encouraging one another, teaching each other gently how to be more expansive and open-hearted. And we can keep stretching ourselves individually and as a community to draw our circle wider. Which brings me to the spiritual practice of inclusion. Welcoming and including people who are unlike ourselves requires an open heart, curiosity, courage, and being willing to learn. It involves being uncomfortable while staying in connection. And it calls on us to be humble and open to unfamiliar ways of living and being. And of course, as you know, the great prophets and spiritual teachers from various religious traditions have always taught us to embrace all, to welcome and love your neighbor, no matter how foreign or different they may seem to us. So what steps can you take to open to greater diversity in your life? What judgments and separate thinking do you need to dismantle in your own life to be open to different ways of being? I encourage you to explore that during this month of inclusion. Are you game? Yes. Are you? Yes. Are you awake? Yes. Hospitality in the broadest spiritual sense is not simply about welcoming others into our space. It's about transforming our space so that it belongs to everyone. And as poet and spiritual director Christine Walters-Paintner reflects, everything that seems strange, foreign, or uncomfortable is the place where God or the mystery especially shimmers forth. Hospitality calls on us to extend ourselves and to risk. My beloveds, to live our faith fully, to live faithfully, we must continually challenge ourselves to break down barriers, to dismantle oppressive structures and create spaces where all are truly seen and valued. And this means showing up in moments of injustice and standing beside the marginalized and doing the deep inner work of understanding our own biases. So I invite you this month to take time to seek out stories from people whose experiences differ from your own. Talk to someone during coffee hour whom you do not know, who might have different life experiences than your own. And I encourage you to listen deeply and reflect on what you learn. Explore books and podcasts, documentaries or conversations that open you up to different perspectives. And let these stories challenge your assumptions and expand your understanding of the world. My friends, this is our call as Unitarian Universalists. This is how we build hope. This is how we grow love and spread light at this time. May we be a people of boundless welcome. Not just in word, but may we have the courage to embody it in all that we do. And may we create a faith where all feel truly at home. And may we never stop widening the circle of love. May it be so. And now I invite us to rise.